Early to bed, early to rise. Gotta get up with that sunshine. But I've never been one to manage my time. So pretty baby, let's sleep in the day. We'll pull down the shades and we'll make this bed so amazing. Will not. These days I'd rather have this guitar in my hand instead of this pencil that's brushing.
I think the best strategy for any competition is to be an extraordinarily beautiful woman and have really great songs and a beautiful voice. That's a strategy that works everywhere.
It's pretty exciting to have made it all the way to the finals. I hoped that I would, and I think we all agree that we wish it could last even longer because we've had such a good time. Everybody's been so much fun. Everybody's so good. So it's a nice thing to be here. I've met people who know that music is the only thing that they want to do with their lives, and that's always reassuring to me because I don't have a backup plan.
And I don't mind living on bread and oranges, no.
It's unusual. I think that kind of camaraderie is, that's what can make you a good performer, and that's what can make performing a good time. And as far as other perks go, we'll see, but I met one of the judges at my round, and I think we're gonna talk, and so that should be good too, so.
In the name of higher consciousness, I let the very best man I met go.
My name is Carrie Shepper. I work for a company called Gen Art. I'm the music and art program manager there. Well, personally, I'm a big sort of singer-songwriter, musical style myself that I like. So I think the talent's been really great, really diverse, really across the board as far as their instruments and as far as their talents and different skills.
At home with our sitcom lives. At home with our sitcom lives. Oh, no, 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 no. He's the perfect dad. He'll never get mad, but he's all about talents when the kids are bad.
I have yet to meet a group of people so talented and so open and so generous in their spirit as I have in this event. And I think it's a testament to the organization, Jezebel Music, and their ability to put this kind of event together and the kind of people they attract. And they're just really in tune, I think, with something really good and genuine and pure, and it's come out. So for me, that's the biggest benefit, is that I got to participate in an event that I really feel good about.
I'm just going to crush Dan Torres, and I'd like to go on record once as saying, I'm going to crush you, Dan Torres.
In my lifetime, can you finally see what I...
With the trend of, you know, internet and music sales being over the computer and Tower Records going out of business and, you know, all this stuff, we're just trying to do our own thing. And, you know, we're not so interested in doing it for labels anymore, because there's nothing in it anymore. We want to do it for ourselves.
One for the job, but you're here, so now.
When I heard my name called, I was thrilled. I have had so much fun, and it's so nice to get that recognition. To stand in a room full of really talented people, and for whatever reason, say, you're going on. That was a compliment.
She's in love with the world. The world's in love with her. And love is all you need. Such a beautiful girl. It seems so obvious to everyone but me.
The song I'm performing is called Audio Stereo Radio, and I chose it because it is very much how I feel about writing songs. It's very much how I feel about music. It started out as a song about a girl and sort of evolved into writing a song about a girl, and then also writing a song about writing a song.
Those of you that were doing the fifth, I think you were a little pitchy. Try to work it a little better next time.
I was a cop in the sun, now I'm a circus clown. But she knows all of this, a semi-passionate one, brought up to bring her down. She sealed it with a kiss.
And then I started playing it out, and I had an immediate connection with that song whenever people heard it. They were singing along by the end of it, because that's part of the design, I suppose, which makes it sound like I'm pretentious and crafty, but not really.
On someone else's radio, she's everybody's baby. Outside, the world went on without her. I swear I thought she'd never know.
My ultimate goals as a musician are, at least financially, to be able to pay for itself. I don't need the arena tours, I don't need the extravagant lifestyle, I don't need a dressing room covered in white and a bowl of green M&Ms. I just would like to be able to do nothing else with my time. But, you know, that's a financial goal. Artistically, if I could write one song that I'm perfectly happy with back to back, front to back, lyrics, melody, everything I felt was honestly perfect, I would have achieved something, and I haven't quite gotten that yet. I've come close a couple of times, but that artistic idea of perfection, one that's just utterly flawless, is still probably always out of reach, but you have to keep trying.
She's everybody's babe.
One word, to be in the finals, it feels humbling. It's really been, last night, the performers and the level of performance and just the songwriting is incredible. So I guess I feel very lucky and I feel humbled and I also feel very excited about tonight.
Senses arranging the fragments of life you let in. You blend in with all the leaves. Let's peel the sun back. Watch it go black.
This is the third year in a row for the Williamsburg Live Songwriter Contest. There's a top prize of $4,000. There's a lot of entrants have been from everywhere. We're down to the wire now. We're down to the finals. There's 9 people. Top 3 prizes, top 3 places get prizes, and it's really exciting. It's a chance to showcase some really good songwriting talent from around the United States and some of the really cool venues that are located here in Williamsburg.
The trees were upending as you were reflecting the wind. My wonder suspended by the ways in which you exist.
The Jezebel Music Competition, you're hanging out at your job. You get this email and you see Jezebel's mailing list and they say, there's a competition. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that from last year. And you print it out and you fill it out and you go to your laptop and you burn a CD and you send it into them and you write the name of the song, you type all the lyrics out, and then they give you a call and they say, show up at Union Pool on the 19th, you're in.
A very nice place to live. If you can adapt, if you walk fast, if you can forgive.
I feel like if they're looking to discover